Hello, everyone. I'm Andrew Stammer, and today we'll be discussing corn yield and nitrogen use efficiency with nitrogen applications at an early reproductive stage. Our research project was in Kansas, and we focused on split application and comparing that to an early planting application. And really, the reason we're interested in split application is to synchronize fertilization and crop uptake of nitrogen fertilizer. Previous work in Kansas has shown that higher corn yields can be achieved with split applications using less nitrogen, and that's some work that Ray Acevedo and Dave Mingle published in published in a fertilizer report in 2013. So our objectives were to compare the effects of nitrogen timing and rate on corn yield and nitrogen use efficiency. We specifically wanted to evaluate the Kansas State nitrogen recommendations for the late season R1 split application. We wanted to know if we could reduce N rates and if we could increase corn yields. So at our experiments, we used 11 treatments. We had a zero nitrogen control, and then two sets of five rates that were based off of the Kansas State recommendation for each site. These ranged from 44 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare below the rate up to 44 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare above the recommended rate for a given site in increments of 22 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And one set had an application between planting and V4, and another set had a split application with 60% between planting and V4 and 40% at R1. The reason we chose this split was that this sort of, if you look at this ISU figure here, the point where you reach 60% of nitrogen uptake is around R1 for the corn plant, and we assume that residual nitrate in the soil and then soil mineralization would help provide some buffering of this sort of a split in situations to help provide some more assurance of having adequate nitrogen. So for people outside of Kansas, the Kansas State nitrogen recommendation system is a mechanistic approach that's based on a yield goal in bushels times 1.6 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. This assumes a 50% nitrogen use efficiency, which may or may not reflect a given site year well. Then there's a credit for soil nitrate from a 0 to 24 inch soil sample, and a credit for mineralized organic matter. 20 pounds of nitrogen is assumed to be mineralized for every percent organic matter at the site. Then there's a previous crop adjustment. We assume 40 pounds of nitrogen will be available per acre for corn following soybeans. So we had four site years in 2016, and they were in north central, northeast, and southeast Kansas. And we have some different soils and a mix of dry land and irrigated sites. All four of our sites followed soybeans, and sites one and three, which were in northeast and east central Kansas, had irrigation, while the other two sites were dry land. Sites 1 through 3 all had high yield potentials, while site 4 was a little lower in yield potential. The residual nitrate and ammonia in the soil profile was about what we would have expected at all of the sites for corn following soybeans, with the exception of site 4, where we did have higher ammonia concentrate in the soil, and soil organic matter range from 1.3 up to 3.2%, which covers the range of organic matters we commonly see in Kansas. So These factors, when we considered them to determine our end rates, we had end rates at site one that ranged from 140 to 229 kilograms per hectare, and at site two they ranged from 161 to 250 kilograms per hectare. Site three was very similar with 163 to 253 kilograms per hectare, and site four had lower rates with 65 to 154 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So this is the equipment we used to apply our treatments to our plots, which were four rows wide and 10 to 12 meters long, depending on the site. You'll notice that we've got drop nozzles attached to band apply UAN in a drop line at the soil surface. In theory, we were trying to apply to the center of the rows, but due to equipment movement, depending on site roughness, there was some that we ended up with kind of a wavy line for most of our applications. This type of application did pose some challenges at one site where we had a significant amount of corn knocked down, but we were able to correct the yield data by sampling only an undamaged row. So we collected a variety of measurements. We took R1 ear leaves to determine in content, plant and grain biomass, and in content at the R5 to R6 growth stage. We also measured ear leaf chlorophyll using a SPAD meter and collected yield and post-harvest residual soil nitrate. We analyzed the data with Proc GLM and SAS 9.4. From the biomass and grain data, we were able to calculate percent fertilizer recovery, and that is the nitrogen uptake from a fertilized treatment minus the nitrogen from a zero in control all over the nitrogen fertilizer rate, which allows us to have an idea of what the nitrogen use efficiency of a given treatment was. So now we'll move on to the yield data. So this is our yield data from site one, and based on the nitrogen rates recommended, some of you may have predicted this, we didn't see any differences between the nitrogen rates or timings. So this plot has yield on the vertical axis and total nitrogen fertilizer on the horizontal axis. The white bar indicates the zero nitrogen control, while the light gray bar is the early vegetative nitrogen application, and the dark gray bar is our split application treatment. Moving on, you may notice on some of these slides, especially at the lower rates, there does seem to be a non-significant trend to have a higher mean yield on some of the split applications. Looking at site two, we didn't see any yield response at all to nitrogen at this site. This was our high organic matter site, so there may have been more mineralization that influenced the response to nitrogen fertilizer at this site. Moving on to site three, we had some differences, or no significant differences again between nitrogen treatments. And at site four, we did see some statistical difference between the zero in control and the fertilizer rates. I think the differences we saw at the 87 kilogram per hectare rate may have been related to two of the plots for that rate being in a strip that our cooperator missed with their pre-emergent herbicide, and there was more weed pressure in that area. So that could have contributed some of the variation we see in this data set. So moving on to nitrogen use efficiency, at site one, we saw statistically significant differences between some of the treatments. So you'll notice that, so for this plot, we've got nitrogen use efficiency as percent fertilizer recovery on the vertical axis and total nitrogen fertilizer in kilograms per hectare on the horizontal axis. The general trend here, of course, is declining nitrogen use efficiency with increasing fertilizer rates, which is logical because percent fertilizer recovery is considers the nitrogen rate as the denominator of the equation. We saw statistical differences for three of the treatments between the early vegetative nitrogen and the split applied nitrogen. So based on this data, what can we conclude? We saw a response to nitrogen fertilizer at three sites, and the higher percent fertilizer recovery for lower rates of split application suggests that perhaps a lower nitrogen yield factor could be used for split applied nitrogen. When I set up this experimental design, I was hoping that our recommended rate would be consistently within 50 pounds of an actual optimum nitrogen rate, but at these high yielding and relatively high nitrogen use efficiency environments in Kansas, it looks like we may be potentially over applying or over recommending nitrogen for this type of system. And the percent fertilizer recovery did decrease as fertilizer rates increased. Thank you. Yes?
Would there be a rationale for pooling sites and testing some of these single factors, or do you need to keep these?
Yes, I think you could try to analyze the sites that way, and I think we may do some of that once we have the 2017 data summarized and harvested. Yes?
Do you think you have higher
Yes, I think we do have higher nitrogen use efficiency there. I think that could be related to the plant having to allocate, being able to build the plant and supply the vegetative nitrogen needs, and then being able to allocate more nitrogen to the ear. Relative to, I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? I don't think I'm giving you a good answer.
Well, you answered the first part. Mm-hmm. There is higher nitrogen efficiency than the high yield size.
Mm-hmm.
Why that would be?
I think it really depends on which definition of nitrogen use efficiency we're working with. If you look at the approach that I see most commonly used, especially by people in industry, which is bushels of corn per pound of fertilizer nitrogen applied, I think that has to do with the allocation between the vegetative nitrogen and the nitrogen in the ear. And those sites typically, since you have more bushels per acre and you're not often not applying a much higher fertilizer rate, you're able to achieve a higher nitrogen use efficiency.
With your data, can you calculate what you said that in Kansas they multiply the soil organic matter by 20 to get the mineralization? Do you look at what that might be based on your data?
No, I haven't. I think Some of the literature values I've seen have depended quite a bit on soil texture and have ranged from 10 to 30 parts per million, or sorry, pounds per acre. I think that if, in my opinion, in general for this recommendation system, I think the yield factor is probably the first consideration that ought to be optimized, but I also think there's some potential to adjust the mineralized nitrogen factor too.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.